And this is part six of our 14-part series, Women's Health. And we have on the line Chris Norton, who is a telemarketer from Hermosa Beach, with a company called Scientific Research Company, doing some interesting research and doing it in a way, Chris, that you hope is going to draw a little attention to your company and a little attention to you in the pharmaceutical research field. Okay, is our guest there?
Yes, sir, I'm right here. I'm sorry. I moved away from the telephone for just a minute to turn my radio down.
You got some friends over?
We do have a couple of friends over right now, yes, sir.
Okay, let me repeat my question for you, Chris. I'm asking, did you, you're involved in a scientific, your company's called Scientific Research Company, doing research to kind of help you break out of the pack there at the pharmaceutical company you're working at? Would that be an accurate description?
Well, the thing that I'm trying to do, Mr. Henry, is to do something big enough that will move me up in the company, obviously, and that's going to be noticed by my company, because we do develop pharmaceutical remedies, pharmaceutical agents, and modalities. So I'm hoping that what we're doing at Scientific Research is going to be something that's going to benefit people. But I mean, the problem we had over the weekend with women complaining about some of the controlled experiments that we were conducting, I think it's fair, and we made it very clear that this was not something about sex. And these complaints, this is science, it's not sex.
And all right, well, the complaints were that the women,
I'm saying that I need to go to the next level. I've done enough telemarketing. I need to be recognized for my contributions, and what we wanted to do was something scientific, not sexual.
All right, so what you're doing is an experiment that has to do with sex?
No, sir, it doesn't. It has to do with the way the body breaks down certain components. And the idea came to us on Friday night. We were at the Rusty Pelican, which is a place where we do like to relax. And we were talking about St. Patrick's Day, where they serve green beer. And I noticed on St. Patrick's Day that green beer comes out the same in men, but I did not know if it comes out the same in women. And I have a lot of relationships, and naturally you share the details of a relationship, including, and I'm saying this to be as delicate as I can, but I have seen women, you know, after they feed, but I don't know if when they drink green beer it comes out the same. I've never seen a woman pee after she had green beer. Okay, and I'm trying to say it as best way I can.
Well, this is bizarre, man. You've never seen a woman. All right, so what's the nature of the experiment?
The nature of the experiment, Mr. Henry, is if green dye and beer, it got me to thinking, if the green dye and beer affects women differently than it does men. Does it throw off their reproductive cycle? Does it hinder conception? Does it cause cysts? Does it cause any discomfort? Lance Germain, who is my manager and also a partner with me in Scientific Research Company, we decided to do some chemical research and analysis, and we sought out females in a controlled experiment to see if the dye in beer, green beer, to see if it's broken down the same. If it is, it comes out the same. If it isn't, then it comes out green.
And you wanted to find out if green beer, when a man urinates, it comes out, it doesn't look green.
That's right. And we want to see if it came out green in women, but we don't know. Okay?
But you want to know whether women's body breaks down the dye in green beer the same as men.
Yes, sir, we did. And we simply have women come into our research center. We provided beakers in a private environment, and the only thing is that we had to videotape the elimination process for proof that it is the urine from the woman who drank the green beer. So we videotaped them drinking green beer and then eliminating, if you will, into these beakers. So we videotaped them drinking and peeing. And this is not about...
Well, what the women, obviously the women are going to complain about this, man, you know, because it sounds to me like something that is very unusual. It's unusual to be conducting an experiment of this nature.
We were just trying to see if green beer had any adverse effects on a female reproductive system. That's all we're trying to do.
And now you got women complaining.
Yeah, but the complaints were, these women came up to my apartment with the understanding that they were going to have sex with me.
And why did you think they'd have sex with you?
Because I'm a very handsome guy, and a lot of women just thought that I was very interesting and very fascinating to talk to, because I was talking about scientific stuff that women find as fascinating. And they came up, and when I told them, no, I would not have sex with them, that this is going to be strictly for science, then they complained. And
they complained to who? They complained to your...
They complained to my employer.
The scientific, the pharmaceutical company you work for?
Yeah, because I'm doing this under our own company. And I told them...
Well, how do you... All right, so they complained that you would not have sex with them, that they were simply peeing into a beaker and drinking beer.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here and tell you that I think that they were complaining that you had them doing that in the first place. Not that they were going to, that they didn't have sex. I think they didn't, they thought maybe it was sexual.
Well, that what was? But anyway, I talked to Lance Germain, I talked to two of the young ladies, and
that what was that you're having them drinking green beer, peeing into beakers, and you're videotaping all of this? I'm going out on a limb now.
No, sir, that was not the case. The case was, I told them up front that they would be drinking green beer and peeing into a beaker, and that I would videotape it, and they came up thinking that we would have sex later, and that's what they complained about.
You told them, come on up to my apartment and pee into a beaker and drink some green beer?
I told them that when we got up to the research center, yeah.
When you say research center, are you talking about, what are you talking about?
That right now is my apartment, yeah, but it will be the research center full time. And I will prove it.
No, here's what I think happened, Chris, and I'm just going, like I said, I'm going on a limb. By the way, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton with this story here, and...
Sir, it's not a story.
Hold on for a minute. With this story here about a guy and his friend Lance Germain having women come up to their apartment, they want to know the effects of green beer on women as opposed to men and whether or not it makes them pee green, which doesn't sound very scientific to me. So you have these women come up to your apartment, pee into a beaker, and you're videotaping this.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
And you don't understand why they got upset.
They got upset because
you think it's because that you wouldn't have sex with them.
Yes, sir, I do.
Well, I'm telling you, the reason why they got upset is because they didn't want to be videotaped drinking green beer and peeing into a beaker. Okay?
We showed them release forms that would say they did not, that these videotapes were going to be for clinical research only. And
who signs them?
They do.
Do you sign them?
No, sir. There's no need for me to sign them.
Yeah, there's a need. You're telling them that you're only going to use these videotapes for clinical research and that they're the ones signing it, you're not, so what's the guarantee?
The guarantee, I told them I guarantee that these tapes would never be used for sex and they'd only be used for clinical research.
Well, you got yourself a problem because you got a couple of these women complaining to your employer that these tapes that you were making of them or attempted to make of them or wanted to make of them were sexual in nature and that this had nothing to do with them wanting to be with you, Mr. Norton. But that's the excuse he's given here. And I've never heard of any kind of scientific research being done on whether or not green beer makes you pee green. Now, Mr. Norton says he knows that it doesn't make him pee green, but he's never seen a woman do it after she's drank green beer, and they wanted to videotape them drinking green beer and then peeing into beakers to see if it comes out green. And I asked him what for, and he said to see if it has any adverse effect on women's reproductive health. You gotta be putting me on. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show, part 6 of our 14-part series, Women's Health. Christopher Norton and Lance Germain operate a company called Scientific Research, Scientific Research Company. You guys wanted to conduct an experiment to see if women who drank green beer on St. Patrick's Day peed green, and you know that men don't.
Yes, sir, I know that men don't, right.
And what makes you think women would?
I don't know if their bodies are different in that way. And all we were asking is if women would come to the research center and pee into a beaker so we could see if it came out green. And we wanted to videotape it to prove that we were doing it. If when we sent the results along to the pharmaceutical company, that they'd know that this was the urine that came out of the women that drank the green beer. I'm a scientist in the making. I'm doing this research to further my career. I'm not interested in these women's charges against me as some kind of pervert, because I'm not a pervert.
You're claiming you're not a pervert, that you wanted to do this, you'd conduct this scientific experiment to see if women peed green after drinking green beer.
Yes, sir. That's absolutely the truth. And I think you can judge people. That's easy. but try to give some faith in people and try to have some faith in people, I think that's very, very hard. And that's what I'm saying.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Here is Jamie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, Jamie, go ahead.
Why would you even consider doing this? I mean...
Go ahead, Jamie.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Okay.
What was the question?
She's still asking it. Go ahead.
Why would you even consider doing this?
Because we were, basically, we were at the Rusty Pelican on a Friday night, and they had an advertisement that said St. Patrick's Day green beer. And at that time, I had told my friend that I had drank green beer on St. Patrick's Day, and that I had never, when I went to pee, that was not green.
But why would you think women would?
Because I've never seen a woman after when she pees after drinking green beer.
But our bodies are built pretty well the same.
I want to prove that, because I don't know.
What were you thinking, that a woman drinks green beer and she's going to pee green?
It's possible, that's all I'm saying. Okay?
I don't see how that was possible. I mean, it's just food coloring.
Well, let me ask something. Have you ever drank green beer?
Well, no, but okay, have you ever ate a cookie that's got food coloring in it?
No, you don't know. I mean, when you pee, what color?
Don't answer that question, okay?
Why can't she answer that question?
Because she doesn't drink green beer. She said she's never drunk green beer.
When I eat a cookie? We're talking about a cookie.
I mean, there's other things that are made that have food coloring in them.
Well, I'm just saying about green beer. I don't know about no other stuff that's made other than that.
And you wanted to find out if women pee green, unlike men.
Yes, I did.
So you invite them up to your scientific research center.
I'm concerned for the well-being of women everywhere. I don't want women's private areas to get messed up because of green beer, is all I'm saying. And I'm sure the lady can understand that.
So you invite them up, they drink green beer, you videotape that, and you videotape them peeing into a beaker.
Well, that's what we wanted to do, and they thought there were... If you drink red Kool-Aid, what color does that come out?
Is the lady still there in Grand City?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, so who are you asking that?
I'm asking her.
When I drink red Kool-Aid?
What color has come out?
It's still the same color as always. It's still kind of yellow or clear or whatever.
And that's not lemonade you drink?
No, red Kool-Aid. She just said it.
Red Kool-Aid.
Well,
just like
that's hard to believe.
Green Kool-Aid. They have green Kool-Aid.
Why would it?
Because of the body's filtering process. Okay? Look, man, you know, I don't want to say anything graphic, but I don't eat any brown food. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean like when you go number two?
Yeah.
Well, I do.
Okay, anyway, Jamie, thank you for your call. Here is Angie on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Basically, we're doing what most women need, to drink six beers in order to pee into the beaker.
Yeah, but I was just wondering, okay, say for someone, for instance, someone drinks coffee or... You know, like you mentioned, green Kool-Aid.
Right,
I mean,
but that's not dye. That's not dye. With a green dye, it might have a different effect when mixed with the barley from beer. It might look different coming out of a woman.
And no, why would it look different? Why would you need to videotape it?
The green pee was coming out of the women what had the green beer.
Okay, say for instance there was a dye in it. I mean, couldn't you test it to make sure? Obviously.
All I'm saying is it was a simple experiment. The women drink the green beer and then they pee and we see what it coming out.
Yeah, I mean, with urine, you could have a dye in it. I mean, you can tell what is urine and what is dye. I mean, that's why they test for things to see if you have drugs in your system. Why do people drug test?
Well, it's easier to see if the pee
coming out. How can you tell if someone's been on drugs from a drug test?
You can't unless you drug test.
Yes, you can. I mean, why would you pee in a cup if...
You can't see drugs in the pee, but you can see the green dye in the pee, okay?
That makes sense.
No, wait a minute. You're talking about, that's a good point she made. If somebody takes speed or someone takes some kind of chemical and they urinate for drug testing, okay, they have to put it through some sort of a test. They have to run it through some kind of a chemical analysis, okay?
Yeah.
So why don't you do that with the green dye?
Well, I still have to see them pee, don't I?
No, you don't have to see them do it. You can, I don't know.
Well, it's cheaper just to see it than pay a lab to test each pee. Okay? So, I hope people understand. This is science. This is not a bunch of stuff. And women have different systems than men. I've had green beer and my pee's still the same, but women have all kinds of hormones and stuff that could change the color. Look what happens to women every month. They go out of their minds, they lose control of their minds, and they can hurt you. And okay, what I'm saying? So, and
what do you mean they can hurt you? Are you talking about having a normal menstrual cycle?
That's what I'm talking about, yes. So if that happens, why wouldn't they be? All I'm trying to say, Mr.
Look at Mr. Norton. Further, I'd like to know what your chemical credentials are, but this doesn't sound like much of an experiment. Here is David on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I had just tuned into this, and I'm not sure what is up with this guy. I'm a doctor, and
okay, that's
I can believe that his
that's good.
Your experiments are totally fraudulent. You say you're looking for changes in the menstrual cycle, changes in...
We just want to know if a woman can pee green after green beer.
Yes, but you also said that you were looking for ovarian cysts.
No.
You were looking for...
If the pee came out green, maybe that causes cancer.
Were you doing any kind of... How can you tell if something is causing a cyst without doing an ultrasound? Let me ask you that.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of an ultrasound?
At this particular
time... Do you know about medicine at all?
At this particular time, no, I don't.
All right, well, let's just go for this. So let's say women, unlike men, pee green.
I think that's significant. I would take that to a chemical area. Wouldn't you? I mean, you're a doctor.
Tell me what kind of test you would run after that.
I don't have any
medical background at all.
I don't have any of your fancy machines. I'm a working man, and I'm trying to work my way up the ladder.
So what business do you have?
Pee into a jar.
What business do you have conducting medical experiments if you, by your own assessment, don't have any chemical background?
You got an answer for that, Chris?
Because now what he's doing is he's using word games. That's all you're doing.
I'm just asking you to
you're using kind of word games.
What kind of business are you doing?
Something. If I'm not sexually harassing a woman and I just say pee in a jar, how's that sexually harassing her?
That's not the question. The question is, do you have any medical background
to make
a medical experiment?
You're trying to make me look bad. And
the guy's asking you a question. Do you have a medical background?
Technically, no, I do not.
Then why are you...
Are you a chemist of any kind?
And at the present time, I do not.
So if you saw green pee in a jar, what would you even know what to do with that?
If we videotape it, first of all, I think that what I'm doing is different, and there may be some jealousy. I don't know. But I also would say that...
Jealous of what? The fact that you're the first guy to pee, green pee, to videotape pee? I don't understand.
What I'm saying is, if you're jealous of me, just say so. And
hey, Chris, man, I'm really jealous of you, you know? Can you tell me more about your business so I can learn how to videotape women peeing into a jar?
Okay, that's all.
That proves the point.
Yeah, you hung up. All right, thank you very much. Look at that.